This is Sharing and Caring, a supernatural fanfic written by Kirawa, read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated R, pairing Sam Dean with mentions of Sam Jess and Dean Other. Warnings for incest, jealousy, and mild spoilers for season 1 and 2. I've never been good at sharing. Growing up, we always had just enough. Just enough money for the rent, just enough food to last us till Dad got back. Just enough grudging approval from Dad to keep us reaching for that brass ring. So I didn't split my PB&J with Maria back in second grade if it meant I was gonna go hungry. I didn't let anybody touch the Spider-Man comic book and managed to keep through 3 moves, including that late-night one when Dad gave us 5 minutes to pack a duffel. And when Cameron from the track team peed on my only pair of sneakers as a joke, I beat the crap out of him. Eventually, I realized that I could have more. Be more than a soldier in Dad's crusade. I wanted a real future, with a prestigious career, a loving wife, a nice house where we could raise a family. I was never going to find any of those things plastic wrapped on a gas station shelf. So I left. Jess grew up with full cupboards and a big, loving family. She thought it was cute when I got jealous of the girlfriend she hung out with, the guy she smiled at in the library, her family when she went home for the holidays and left me sitting alone in the apartment. I kept myself under control. Never let things get ugly. I lost her anyway. A few months ago, it hit me. This was it. This was all I had left. My laptop, a duffel of clothes, 75% of a Stanford education, and shotgun rights in my brother's car. This was all I was ever going to have. This and Dean. When he wasn't calling me a possessive little bitch and screwing his way through every truck stop, bar, and diner in the lower 48. Dean. He's all I... Sometimes I don't even think he wants me. Wants this. Just fucks me because I'm convenient. And I need him. I was pounding into Dean's ass, fisting his cock, both of us right on the edge. But I couldn't stop thinking about Cherry, the waitress he fucked when we were stopped for lunch, and my head hurt as I said, "That's it, Dean. You come for me, just for me, no one else, right?" And Dean answered, "Yeah, fuck, Sam, anything, oh God." It wasn't my fault that I'd apparently used some of Andy's mind control juice when I said it. I mean, I didn't even know I could do that stuff. Certainly didn't know how to undo it. Dean was pissed. He gave me the silent treatment for 8 days, communicating in grunts, glares, and infinite repeats of the migraine-inducing Metallica album, Master of Puppets, until finally he yelled, "Hit the deck, Sam!" just in time for me to duck under a harpy's claws. Then things pretty much went back to normal. Dean still flirts, fucks around. I don't mind, not anymore. I can be generous. Smile pleasantly at the vacant-eyed slut hanging off my brother and giggling her way through purple nurple shots. I look forward to it, actually. To Dean, crawling back to me hours later, reeking of alcohol and pussy, desperate for what only I can give him. It's easy to share when no one can steal what's mine. The end.